you were our supporters while we worked in this, at least for me, I felt like you supported the arts. And I know that you feel like you're underneath a huge budget crunch, but this is a highly specialized position that if you cut it, it's critical and super sensitive to all the kids, multicultural kids. This is a place that we affect more diversity than any place in our curriculum. And I know that you're kind of going through, you know, I know you've kind of made up your mind, like Bush attacking Iraq. And I'm very sensitive to the fact that the arts are critical to Madison. That this is a position that was held since the 30s. I think we can find the money. From what I've seen out of the art coordinators that I've known, from Frank Lindell, from Mariel Wozniak, from Libby Burmaster, our Department of Public Instruction person, the arts are something that fulfills the whole person in learning. And without a leader, you will lose the collegiality, the cohesion of all of these diverse people. And I don't think that you know what's going to happen if you have to feel that sensitive position. Some of you are trained in English and history and athletics or whatever it is that you're trained in, but to have an ear that hears those teachers that are going to be instructing all those children for when us baby boomers leave the position, you have to have key people that can choose new music teachers and new art teachers. And without that, you're just dealing with personality factors. And I know that there are certain people that interview well. They can schmooze you to death. And once they get the position, they're worthless. You need a person that is in that position that really knows what they're talking about. This is far greater than I think the science coordinator or the history coordinator. And I don't want to demean those things. I have Maryville Branson has been a long friend of mine for years. We have worked on many committees, and she's trained as a nurse, and she's trained as an administrator. I think that what Dr. Wozniak, she spent her career getting a PhD in the arts. She's played the instruments. I think that you're asking for something that you're opening up a bag of worms that you're not prepared for. And I'm asking you, pleading with you, to hang in there for one more year. Find the money someplace in this wonderful city that we have. And you know that I've given everything I could possibly give to my career in the arts. And I'm here tonight because I'm not going down with the ship. I'm going to be here until the last second. And we will support these art programs for as long as we can support them. And I hope that you'll keep supporting us. I'm asking you, hold in there one more time. Thank you.
You say do it just for one more year. What will change?
Well, hopefully you'll find more money. And if you don't find more money, I mean, I don't know what will change next year. I think you should have it next year. I think you should have it for eternity.
So what you wasn't that you were saying?
I'm just worried that you're going to cut it tonight or cut it in October. Personally, you're not going to get any music or art teacher to sit on any board or to supervise. That'd be like crossing the line from Bill crossing the picket line. We were told that we would never cross the picket line.
No.
And so you...
No, I don't think there's any intention, and I don't know that there will be any. Certainly, we would never have teachers. My understanding is right now, by and large, the principal at the school.
Yes.
At the high schools, they do that, but also the fine arts coordinator is a gatekeeper. They screen the candidates and send them on to the principals. And, you know, I sat on a selection committee one time. It's a very difficult position to be in when you're choosing someone. And I think that skill of the fine arts coordinator, what they've accomplished over the years in running that position is imperative to our school district.
And I've seen them all. You know, I've been through at least four different fine arts coordinators. So I don't think you could do it without a head football coach or without an athletic director or without the superintendent of schools, without the head of the union. You need a key person in those positions to guide the troops. And this is a key position. Okay, thank you.
I just had a question. Last week I asked for a list of which staff are Army and Indian, all of the functions.
I planned to go for you tonight. I had a mistake on it. I need to fix it, and I'll get to you in the email tomorrow.
Any other questions? Hang with us on this, okay?